Johnson County's hometown station, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik, and it is National 4-H Week. So I've got Bryce McKenzie in studio, Youth Development Extension's educator. Is that right?
Did I get it? Yes, sir. You got it right. Okay. Yep.
And we've got a couple 4-H members, Emma Perringer, Milan Monarastelli, and Amanda Monarastelli in the house today, or in studio today. And we're going to talk about a few different things. First, I'm going to talk here with Bryce. Bryce, tell us a little bit about the 4-H program in general.
Yeah, so Johnson County 4-H, we have a longstanding tradition here of really, really successful 4-H kids. We have great, great kids in Johnson County. Johnson County 4-H, just to give you a little rundown, we have 329 kids in the program this last year.
Wow.
Per capita, that puts us kind of in the top 10% of enrollment. That equates to about every one in three kids in Johnson County is in 4-H.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great, great number. So we ended there at 329 this year. We had 86 adult volunteers who have been screened and trained that get to work with these kids through the community. And so it's really a neat thing to place kids in a positive learning environment with positive adult volunteers, and then see those kids get to not only interact with those volunteers, but with other youth alike. And so that's kind of the neat component of our program. You know, and traditionally everyone thinks of 4-H is, you know, oh, it's ag-based and it's, you know, cows and plows, but there's so much more to it.
Cows,
you know,
and plows.
Yep, yeah, that's my old saying, is it's the cows and plows, right? But, you know, I mean, we go from shooting sports is kind of one of our traditional things, all the way up to robotics and Legos. And, you know, if there's an interest of a kid, we can find a 4-H
area. Did you say Legos?
Yeah, you can do Legos and robotics and different things. STEM is a huge, huge component of 4-H today.
Okay. So. And speaking of that, earlier we were talking about, we're going to talk with Amanda, but the second fastest growing project in 4-H is what?
Is cake decorating, yeah. So number one, muzzle loader. So a couple years ago we had like 23 kids at the county shoot, and then this year we're pushing over 40. We're doubling enrollment in there, and so that one's pretty cool. But yeah, cake decorating in that same time span over the last two or three years has seen that same much growth.
What do you equate that to? Why cake decorating?
You know, I think it's that positive learning environment of those kids working with the right volunteer.
Okay.
You know, we're very fortunate to have Amanda come in and work with those kids. And just the environment that they come in and they're, you know, it's positive and they enjoy it and they say, hey, come do this with me, to their friends, you know. And it's that really makes this a recruitment work, as that word of mouth, you know, from friend to friend. And all of that is the environment and the learning experience that those leaders are giving them.
Okay. And if you're talking to kids out there that might have an interest in 4-H, might be thinking about it, why should they join?
Oh, man. Golly. I mean, we'll hear from these guys, too, a little bit about their 4-H experience and kind of the fun that they have. But I tell you what, any time that you can mix fun and learning together and make it so that kids enjoy that learning, and then they can take that learning and use those tools the rest of their life. That's the neat thing about 4-H is we're not sitting down, you know, just studying one component of something. I mean, we're trying to grasp a big picture item and give them tools that they can put in their toolbox, you know, to use the rest of their life. Essentially, that's the focus of our program, really.
And I've got just one more question for you before I let you go and get to the kids.
Yeah.
What made you want to be a part of 4-H the way you are? Because I speak with you just about every year during National 4-H Week,
yeah,
and every year you keep coming back.
Absolutely, yeah. So I was a 10-year 4-H member. I actually joined 4-H here in Buffalo the fall of 2002. It was my first 4-H year. I did that through high school. You know, had a really, really good experience. I really enjoyed my time. I studied ag ed when I first went to college. Changed majors and got a bachelor's in ag communication, and came back here. I had a chance to intern under our previous 4-H educator, Jim Dawson, and that was a great experience for me. Fell in love with the job there. You know, anytime you can give back to the organization that kind of helped shape you, I mean, that's one thing that's kind of valuable to you. And you're like, yep, absolutely. That's something I could see myself doing. So,
cool. All right, talking with Bryce McKenzie. Now let's get into talking to a couple of the 4-H members here. We'll start with Emma Perringer. Emma, I got a few questions for you. And Milan, you can pay attention because you're probably going to get the same questions. So we're going to start with, how long have you been in 4-H, Emma?
So I'm starting my 10th year this year.
Okay, and what made you want to get into 4-H when you first did?
So I had always watched my sister growing up, and she was a big component in 4-H, showing her horse and getting to be a part of a club, which I always wanted to be part of that family because, you know, as a little sibling, you always kind of looked up to them, and you're like, I want to be part of that. So I got into it just because she had got into it, and it was a really great decision on my part.
Absolutely. And so what are some of the things you do with 4-H?
So in 4-H, I do STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. And then I also do photography, and I show market goats and dairy goats, and I also show my horse.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so what does 4-H mean to you? You gave us the reasons for why you joined and that you're happy you did, and it was a great decision. What does 4-H mean to you?
4-H really means to me having like a community or a family, and then it also means a lot to me to be learning. 4-H really set me up for a lot of things in life. It gave me a lot of leadership skills that I'm still using today that set me up really well in high school. One of the most important things I think 4-H gave me was actually the ability to do interviews. And that's been a really big component in the past couple of years. So 4-H means a lot to me, just setting me up on the right road.
Well, you know, it's funny. Before we went on the air, I said I've had you on the air before, and you don't really get nervous when you come in here. Some people get very nervous, and some people not at all. I think so 4-H has probably helped you along those lines.
Yeah, 4-H has obviously helped a lot. You get to sit in your club, and you get to learn leadership skills through that, and you get to learn how to talk with your community members. So it's really helped me, I know, progress as a youth to be able to do those kinds of things.
And so if you know somebody out there, maybe there's someone out there listening that's thinking about 4-H, what would you tell them?
You should definitely join. 4-H is such a great organization that can offer so much to you and grow you as a person. And you can do so many fun different things, and there's so many options on what you can do. So it's not limited to just, like Bryce said, cows and plows. You can do whatever you want.
Cool. Emma Perringer. Emma, thank you very much. We're going to move on now to Milan Monterostelli. And did I get your last name right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So how long have you been in 4-H?
So this is my fifth year in 4-H, and I'm really excited because, like, my older brothers, which they always come in here, which today they didn't, so I got to fill in. So first, when my older brother, Gio, when he started 4-H, I would always come to the meetings, and I always thought it was such a fun group of people, and I always love hearing all the different topics you could do, so I thought that was really cool, and I decided to join, and I thought that was a really good option for me to just express on who I am and how I can display my skills.
And so what are the things you do in 4-H?
So I show lambs and pigs, and I do fabric and fashion, and I like to cake decorate with my mom, which she does a lot, so it's fun. You get a lot of cake scraps and fondant and frosting, so that's great. But I also like to sew, and yeah, I think that's really fun. I get to do that with my grandma, so it just helps me connect with people.
Very cool. And you mentioned like the showing of animals. What goes into that? Because you don't just show up with an animal. You have to put a lot
of
time in.
So first, we usually start looking at animals about like March, and Jackie Benton is actually my sheep person that I always go to. She supplies really great sheep, and she's really helped me in a lot of different skills and helped me become grand champion in a lot of things. So I love doing that, but there is very long summers and putting skills into those and just hard work and lots of fights. But, you know, you work through them. And you really get the opportunity to just spend time with your animal and do stuff that you love doing.
And so when you're showing the animal, what are the types of things you're graded on or scored on?
So, like, for lambs, it's, like, one of the things I love to do is my eye contact, which I really think you need a really intense look. So that's one of the things I focus on. And it's also focused on, like, how you place the lamb. So in lambs, you walk around in a circle, and then once you stop, you set up the lamb. And I think it's really important for that whole summer. You got to work on your placement and how you and your lamb connect and how comfortable you are with each other. So that is really what you're getting scored on, and how you connect with your lamb and with the judge.
Okay. And if you know anyone out there who's thinking about joining 4-H, what would you say to them?
I would say, personally, I'd say just go for it. There's a lot of different things you can do. There's not just one thing. And if you think one thing you're really good at, you can try it. And over the years, if you keep deciding to do it, then you get the opportunity to learn and decide what else you want to do, or you can just stick to one thing.
All right. Talking with Milan Monaristelli. Milan, thank you so much. You did a fantastic job.
Thank you, too.
And now we're going to bring in Amanda Monaristelli. And first thing we're going to talk about before we get into the upcoming fundraiser is the cake decorating that we touched on before. And your daughter said she enjoys doing it with you. Tell us a little bit about the cake decorating and kind of what you're teaching the kids with this.
Yeah, of course. My mother, Joyce Hall, taught me how to cake decorate way back when I was in 4-H. And she did that on the side and taught me a lot about it. And I, of course, wanted to try to give back to the community and to all of our 4-H'ers. And so I decided to become the cake decorating leader. And we started probably with 6 or 7 kids, and we have 25 plus now.
Wow.
So we meet over the summer at the extension office. I used to do it at my home and have everybody.
Now there's too many kids.
Too many kids, and it makes it just a mess all summer.
Yeah.
So we do it in the basement of the extension office. Most times, Tuesday, Thursday afternoons, depending on their skill level, sometimes we have the younger kids come on one day, and then the more experienced kids come on a different day. And they pick out what they want to have and what they want to make, and then they practice that skill all summer. And they love it. So it absolutely makes a sticky, gross mess. But I always tell their moms, I said, let us make the mess here and not in your kitchen.
There you go.
They love. They just love to drop them off and just collect them up afterwards. But they learn a lot of great things, and my hope is that they can not only decorate a cake, but they can bake and decorate a cake maybe for their one of their family members someday.
So how involved does it get? I mean, you bake the cake, you spread some icing, you write some words, how involved does it get?
So cake decorating actually is no baking at all.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's just the decorating. So we decorate on a styrofoam form.
Okay.
And we provide those as the council to all of the kids and a board, and they have to decide if they want to do a fondant cake or an icing-based cake. And so they have to learn all of the skills that go into that. And, you know, they always tell me, you make it look very easy. Well, I've been doing it for a really long time and have lots of practice. So they have to figure out what they want to do. And then they need to learn to make the icing. You can make your own fondant if you want to. So they need to learn how to do that. And then have to bring it in and then do all the skills. And then we give them some stuff to take home with them, and so that they can practice on their own. And then by the last week in July or so, then they have to make their real cake to take. So,
cool.
And then we take it to the fairgrounds, and they get judged with a judge one-on-one, and it stays there all week. And then if they have the opportunity to go to State Fair, then I take them down to State Fair as well. So we've had a lot of wonderful cakes go to State Fair and do very well.
Very cool. Very cool. So the last thing we'll talk about here is an upcoming fundraiser here at the end of the month.
Yes. Yeah, so in past years, we've done the 4-H Carnival, and this year we decided to try something a little bit different. So October 28th, which is at the end of this month on a Saturday from 4 to 7 at the Johnson County Fairgrounds, we're going to have a drive-through barbecue. So if you buy a ticket, it's for feeds a family of four. It's a whole tri-tip, green beans, salad, and a roll, or rolls for four. The tickets are $50. And if you want just the tri-tip, it's $45. And if you already have dinner plans for that night, then you can just give a donation. And so all 329 kids that are signed up for 4-H have tickets. So if you have your favorite 4-H'er, find them and get a ticket. So again, 4 to 7 on the 28th of October.
And then where is that at?
It's at the fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds. So you can just drive through and pick up your stuff.
It's all to go.
It's all to go. Yeah, it's all to go.
Here, take your food and go back home.
Absolutely. So, and every ticket that's purchased also enters you into a raffle. And we've got some really neat things lined up for raffle tickets as well. So something a little bit different this year. We're hoping to see how that goes, but it will be...
Is the 28th a Saturday?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
So Saturday the 28th, did you say 4 to 7?
4 to 7,
okay,
yep.
At the Johnson County Fairgrounds. All right, and you know, that's a great deal because it's pretty tough to feed four on $50 these
days. Absolutely.
It really is. All right, thank you so much. That's Amanda Monteristelli. Also talked with Milan Monteristelli, Emma Perringer, and Bryce McKenzie. It's National 4-H Week, all kinds of stuff going on. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And everybody keep those radio dials right here, KBBS.